This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/tiktokads, and grow your business fast.
You walk in tired and hungry, one bad dinner away from losing it. You don't like to cook. You don't want more takeout. You just want something good. That's why there's Dish by Blue Apron. Pre-made meals with at least 20 grams of protein and no artificial flavors or colors, from fridge to fork in 5 minutes or less. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Welcome back to the second guest show. Mike Dottiglia along with the Cajun Cannon, Bobby Hebert. We had the Silver Slipper Casino Beachside in Hancock County, Mississippi. Come on by and visit us. We'll be here until 7 o'clock. And then at 7 o'clock, be the Monday Night Football playoff game. Houston, Texas, Pittsburgh Steelers. Man, what a defense the Texans have. And let's see if Aaron Rodgers got one more magic moment to try to pull it out for the Steelers. He's here each and every Monday night with us, Mr. Les Sackett here from the Silver Slipper Casino in Beachside, St. Louis. How about that, Les?
I appreciate it. Thank you for having me here.
Les, man, I thought about you. Man, it was a tough way to lose with Ole Miss, but man.
18 seconds.
Man, I heard Colin Cowherd talk about, man, Miami wiped the field with them. What? Wiped the field? How come they still had a chance at the last play of the game?
Right.
Man, you must have been watching a different game than me. Miami did run the ball on them.
They're just looking at the stats.
Like the time
of possession.
You couldn't
and all
have
that.
Watched that game. But, man, as long as you got Trinidad Chambers.
That's all you need.
Man, he was unbelievable again. And that ball, that was a lot of pulling and tugging on that play. That ball was in a spot, maybe a catch.
I think that definitely should have been a flag on that.
Even Lane Kiffin agreed with you.
Oh, of course.
How about that?
That might have been an extra.
He's like, Bobby, you heard that cash register ring in the background.
Well, and the same thing when that happened to the U and Ohio State.
Yeah,
and that was a phantom call.
They showed that last week.
When you compare them,
That's even worse because that was for the national championship.
Yeah.
But you got to give it to them. Man, Ole Miss, they were prepared. You knew defensively they had some holes.
Yeah.
But with Trinidad Chambers and Kawan Lacy, what, he was maybe 70% at best?
Yeah.
But then he breaks off the long run. I was like, man,
When he broke off the long run, I think that's when he tweaked his his hamstring.
Well, you could tell towards the end of that run, he was kind of a little lame, but he was trying to make sure that they didn't catch him.
They didn't catch him in the last burst, and maybe that might have did it.
It's possible.
But, you look at the national championship game now, Miami-Indiana. Indiana, as great as they are, I still don't think they beat, and I got some numbers on this, better teams than LSU did in 2019.
No, Bob.
They have not. You know, they want to compare. Oh, this kind of reminds you of the 2019 LSU team. No. Look at the top 10 teams they beat. They just beat more formidable opponents overall, like a more than one handful, that being LSU than Indiana. But that being said, it would be an upset, I think, if Miami would beat Indiana because how they play. Seems like whoever plays them makes mistakes, and they don't make mistakes.
Yeah.
And then you look at and the back end of that game against Ole Miss, their secondary. How healthy is their secondary? They're playing like with freshmen. So it's like, Mike, that'll be interesting in the injury report. to who's available in that Miami secondary.
They call them kingside receivers. Indiana
has, right.
Okay, you can have good coverage, but if a guy is 6'3", 6'4", and you 5'10", 5'11", guess what? The ball don't have to be picture perfect. It can be just there, and he's going to make that catch.
So that's a conversation playing other than our championship. How healthy is the Miami Hurricane secondary?
They also had the one person who was ejected for the targeting in the second half. So
you're going to have to sit for a half on that. But, man, you know, Trinidad, for whatever reason, he has taken this to court and it is in a Mississippi court. And I guarantee he ain't going to lose that one. The NCAA might tell him, no, you can't play no more. But that court in Mississippi is going to give him another shot. Man, what's wrong with having him play another year of college football?
I don't understand.
The NCAA is so stupid, I'm telling you. They're nothing but bookies. That's all they've been for the last 25 years, stealing money, dueling absolutely nothing. And this is further proof of it. But Diego Pavia showed you how to do it.
Yeah,
take that to state
exactly
court
what I was gonna
after the NCAA
about.
Said no. Okay, we'll take it to state court. And then the NCAA, well, we tried, but, you know, the state court ruled against us. I do believe Chambliss will play in one more year. Boy, that gives Ole Miss a shot again.
Yeah, because he is great. He is clutch. He can take us down, and I think we can win.
Yeah, when the quarterback, that's why LSU fans were a little nervous until they got Sam Levitt of Arizona State. I think now LSU got to get some offensive linemen. Because, look.
They signed 9 wide receivers in the portal.
Because look at the big difference. Look at Indiana and just look at their center position. Do you know the center for Indiana is playing in 2 national championship games back-to-back? He was the starting center for Notre Dame last year. He transfers to Indiana, and now the starting center for the Hoosiers. So, you see, that LSU needs to hit on that. They need to hit on some offensive linemen who fans don't know. Who, like, who? You know, unless you're truly following football. They don't know. They look at the skill people. But, that'll be interesting because I think when you got the Mark Cubans of the world and playing the transfer portal with the NIL deal, Indiana, they're trying to build some and keep it up with the Ohio States. And you'd have to say they're ahead of Michigan right now.
Oh, yeah. Well, I guess.
Michigan Oregon, don't want to hear that. The Oregon?
Oregon now with 2 guys that were projected as either late first round or early second. Both announced today we're going back to Oregon and play another year. I feel like, what you going to want? cut that check. I got it. I know his check's clear.
Sure, they do.
Les, tell us what's happening here at the Silver Slipper.
All right. Well, we still have the Slippers of Cash that's going on. We did not have a winner last week, so we're now up to $15,000 in cash. So somebody will have a chance to win that. At the end of the month, the 31st, we're going to be giving away a Bronco Ford Sport. So, that will be a big giveaway on the 31st of this month.
So you have to be here to win it? Or
you do have to be here, yeah.
Okay.
You're earning entries right now, and then on the day of the drawing, you have to activate your entries by just putting your card in a machine. Once they're active, then you have a chance to win.
No, they don't want to have to call nobody. No, you got to be here. Just like for the money, you got to be here.
That's right.
To get that.
Got to be here.
So, Les, who is, I know Ole Miss, but who is like this wide open? See, let me see Les. He's like an insider. Who does he think is going to the Super Bowl? Pick AFC, NFC. Who do you think? Come on.
I hope your picks are better than us.
Well, no, because anybody's guess. I mean, it's wide open. I haven't been like this in a while.
Kind of feeling Buffalo.
Oh, because of Josh Allen? Yeah.
Josh Allen, and then NFC Seattle?
Oh, that's a good – no, that's
– They'll go as far as Sam Darnold takes it.
That could very well happen. No, that's some good picks. Because it's wide open.
I agree with you.
Wide open. Now, this is another scenario. What if the I think they won't do this because they're too beat up, and now Kittle's out with his Achilles, I think.
No, he's a torn Achilles.
Yeah.
Yeah, so look at 49ers, how That shows you coaching makes a difference. And Robert Saleh, what he's done with that defense, they have backup linebackers that were on like the street, and then they go to Philadelphia and win. But what if the 49ers, this has never happened, what if the 49ers would make the Super Bowl? That means the national championship game in college football, you'd have the U playing at their home stadium, and then you'd have the 49ers playing in their home stadium. It can't happen. It'd be like, you know, we say, oh, the Saints, the Super Bowl's in New Orleans. We're going to the Super Bowl. You know?
If you got a ticket.
No, but I mean, it could happen in theory. In theory, it could happen. So.
That doesn't happen often, but.
Yeah, yeah. Well, who was it? I think it might have been, was it the Rams? No.
The Rams played.
No, this would happen. The Rams, with Vince Ferragamo, the Rams played in Los Angeles.
Against the Steelers.
Steelers in the Rose Bowl, but the Rose Bowl was not
in
their
Pasadena.
Home. Was not their home stadium. I think they were playing maybe at the Coliseum then, or maybe in Anaheim, maybe the Coliseum, but their Rose Bowl wasn't their home stadium, but in the same city.
But man, that's pretty damn close, though.
Yeah, right. That's right.
But Rams fans, if you win, I might go out and watch you play.
Well,
they got too many other things to do.
Well, and didn't Tampa Bay have the Super Bowl was in Tampa?
Yeah.
And Tampa won the Super Bowl, and they won it.
Yeah.
Les, come on down to the Silver Slipper Buffet, and man, the steakhouse is awesome.
Oh, yeah. We have great food here at the Silver Slipper.
Les, thanks so much for joining us.
Right.
Come on down to the Silver Slipper. We appreciate it. Bobby and I, again, will be on till 7 o'clock tonight. When we come back, Big John's hanging on for us. We'll go to him right after this break here on the Big 870 WWL.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees. My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different, good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Mom, Dad, I'm not throwing shade, but the whole New Year's resolution thing, kind of slipping, no offense. Anyway, my best friend Jenny's dad, crushing it. He uses Blue Apron. He says he ordered one pan assemble and bake meals and these things called meal kits. They're all super easy to make. He keeps yelling, protein and fiber, baby. Also, the food, we tried it. So good. So maybe you check it out or whatever. Blue Apron. Get 50% off your first two orders plus free shipping with code LISTEN50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Back here on the Second Guest Show, Mike Dettillo along with the Cajun Cannon, Bobby Hebert, at the Silver Slipper Casino Beachside in Hancock County, Mississippi. Be on until 7 o'clock tonight. Let's go back to our talking text line. Let's go to Big John. Big John, you're in the huddle with Bobby and Mike.
Well, good afternoon, gentlemen. How are you?
Doing good.
All right, Big John. You hear Grant in the background hollering. Where
perfect
you at,
attendance.
Big John?
Perfect attendance.
Yeah.
That's my fan club right there, fan club of one. I love it. Listen, you know, they say that the divisional round is the best football that you can see all year long. But if that's the case, then the bar was set very high by the wild card weekend. Other than the Patriots game last night, which was kind of a clunker, but it was more of a defensive struggle. That was some seriously good football we watched over the last couple of days. And in fact, you put in the colleges on Thursday and Friday, And, you know, we always say New Year's Eve is like the cornucopia of football, but these last 5 days, and it's not even finished yet, it is some of the most amazing football that I've ever seen. And
now, Big John, let me ask you this. Because you follow football, and I think it's a disservice to college football right now, because it's like you're trying to go head-to-head against the NFL. We need to, like, somewhere around New Year's Day or something, needs to be like the college football championship. We got to play more games in December. And then it's not going to conflict with the transfer portal. They got to get the calendar right.
Calendar's all messed up.
Because right now, it's like, are we all in the meat of getting division playoff games? Then you have the national championship in college. Now, we'll watch it next Monday night. But it takes away from the college game because the NFL is king. And so don't you think that we need to figure out this scheduling and just, I don't know, push it up more? And even if you push in the football season, you don't have week zero.
Mid-August.
And then have the playoffs more in December, and then we're having the championship like around New Year's Day. Because we always just talk about the bowl games, the championship. The way they have it now is competing too much with the NFL. What do you think?
All right. In the words of the late great one himself, let me tell you this about that. And the four-letter word in college football, and you all mentioned it earlier, NCAA. They are the ones that are responsible for the situation that exists right now in college football with the transfer portal and essentially college free agency and coaching and all that being so out of whack right now. And they're finding out the hard way. You don't compete with the NFL. The NFL competes with you, all right? The NBA had the lock on Christmas Day, and the NFL moved in, okay? The NFL is the alpha male of the sports leagues right now, okay? And until the NCAA stops worrying about all the little piddly stuff that they're doing to people like Chambliss and so forth, it's going to continue to be this messed up situation. The college presidents have to get together and they have to tell the NCAA either, you know what, or get off the pot when it comes to the scheduling business.
Powerless right now, the NCAA. They only will matter in these little tiny matters because they have sat back, they're collecting money. Tell me another organization, Big John, that's got to buy advertising time to tell you how good they are. That's what the NCAA does.
Yeah,
they're buying time, if it's on ABC, ESPN, Fox, to tell you all the stuff we're doing for student athletes and for the colleges, and they're doing nothing. They have never had a hand in anything.
The NCAA is good. Like for, I still say 1AA, so good for like the Montana State, Southeastern, McNeese, and all the world, Nicholls State. But as far as like the power conferences,
they got no power.
Right, it needs to be like different leagues. I mean, I don't know. I think the NCAA, there's a place for it, but it's not where they want it to be. They've gotten humbled. No, you're still going to have
everything in court.
Well, you're still going to have amateur athletics because you're not going to have pay for play at McNeese or Nicholls State or Southeast or Northwest. They're not going to have that. The players who excel there, they're just going to end up leaving and going up to a bigger school. But you still could develop players at that level. That's where the NCAA needs to make their bed.
And last year was a great example. They denied Pavia's extra year of eligibility in college football. Well, his lawyers say, good enough, we'll take it to state court. And then challenges there. The NCAA was, we ain't battling this.
No,
go ahead and let the state court rule on it. And that's what they did.
If I'm
Chambliss, I do the exact same thing, and that's what he's doing.
Hey, now, Big John, before we let you run, did you like your Steelers tonight or what?
You know, it's going to be a tough one, I think. I really do. But I think Aaron Rodgers, for all his pluses and minuses, he's still got a little magic left in the tank. So I'm going to take the Steelers by a field goal.
Yeah, that could happen.
And they get DK Metcalf back.
Yeah, I tell you what, if Aaron Rodgers was to play again next year, why not? I don't care how old he is. There's not 32 quarterbacks better than him. Think about this, 32 teams. He's at least middle of the pack right now for sure.
One more payday for the win,
yes,
right?
Yeah.
Hey, nothing wrong with that. Thank you, Big John. We appreciate it. When we come back, we'll have on with us Jarrett Roser, covers LSU. And, man, a lot to talk about, what's happening in the portal, players signing, players leaving. We'll talk to Jarrett right after this break here on the Big 870 WWL.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop. We've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different, good different. Try something that feels like you, you know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
So here's the thing with homemade meals. Eating them is great, but all the chopping and measuring and cleanup, not so much. With new one-pan assemble and bake meals from Blue Apron, you get all the flavor of homemade meals with a fraction of the work. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients, bake in the oven, and enjoy. Shop Assemble and Bake at BlueApron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit BlueApron.com/terms for more.
You know Graybar for electrical parts, but there's one more thing you may not be thinking of us for that can help maximize your next project's total value. Our pre-project planning services are designed to help you win the bid, save on labor costs, and keep your installers productive across your entire build. The sooner you call us, the better. Because when we're there from the beginning, we can anticipate your needs and help you solve problems before they become problems. Yep, Graybar does that.
Back here on the second guest show, Mike DeTillo along with the Cajun Cannon, Bobby Hebert. Oh, man, fast and furious, and this is the way it is in our transfer portal situation that happens. Man, and it's not going to go by. So it's time now for our latest on LSU football and the transfer portal. All this is brought to you by the spirit of First American, a banking tradition since 1910. We have on with us Jarrett Roser, who covers the LSU Tigers. And Jarrett, man, within like 72 hours, the comings and goings has been wild. But everybody certainly wants to know about Sam Levitt, who gave a commitment to LSU, has nothing signed yet. So give us the latest on what you've been hearing on Sam Levitt to LSU.
Yeah, man, I appreciate you guys having me. As always, it's a pleasure, you know, catching up with y'all. And there's been a lot to catch up with in terms of this LSU transfer portal run starting last Sunday. So, you know, a week and a day ago with Jackson Harris, the Hawaii wide receiver. They're now at 28 signings or commitments with Sam Levitt and a couple other guys earlier Monday morning. You know, the reports from On3 that Sam Levitt was indeed committed and going to be headed to Baton Rouge for his next college stop. And, you know, Lane Kiffin had kind of cryptically alluded to it with some of his Twitter personality earlier this morning about the amazing day that LSU fans have been waiting for. But you're right, there's, you know, nothing official yet. He's not one of the guys that LSU has announced officially as being signed and heading to campus. The confidence is there that's just kind of finalizing some of the verbiage of that agreement. But I know, you know, Tennessee and others will continue to push until it is official, because Sam Levitt is the top-ranked prospect or player in the transfer portal this winter. And so not surprising that there's going to be a continued push there, but LSU expects him to be in that quarterback room in 2026.
You know, when you talk about the quarterback room, correct me if I'm wrong, but isn't that very similar when you're trying to provide depth? The quarterback from Elon, if I'm pronouncing it right, E-L-O-N?
Yeah, Elon.
Elon is kind of like, look where no one thought at this time last year Trinidad Chambliss was going to be the guy. Think about that, Mike.
Think about
from Ferris State.
I told you the story. I'm on the sidelines at Nichols State. I meet up with his uncle, and Cam Ward is a freshman at Incarnate Word. Okay, people say, well, oh, Incarnate Word, Elon. No, look where these guys are coming from. Trinidad Chambliss from Ferris State. You didn't have that exposure now because of the transfer situation at NIL. But, Jared, you can speak about it. Now I'm seeing these guys, they signing small college players all over the country.
It's all about production.
Exactly. And that wasn't the case years ago.
Yeah, and I think that's honestly one of the biggest reasons Trinidad Chambliss is kind of the poster boy of this, of why I, and I think a lot of people expect a lot of success for Lane Kiffin and his crew coming to LSU, is because they've had such a track record of success, at a place like Ole Miss, historic levels of success in recent years, that I think it kind of speaks to their ability to handle this modern era of the transfer portal and to be able to identify talent that is going to fit what they want to do or what they're willing to do, particularly on the offensive side of the football. You know, years past, top programs could sign all of the top high school prospects and have them wait in the wings and develop them and wait their turn, for years to come. And so all of the top guys were kind of congregated in a few powerhouse programs around the country. But now with the ability to move around, you see less patience for waiting for that. And so guys are ready to make that jump within a year to go find those opportunities, whether it be for playing time or bigger money. And so I think there is a fluidity now, and guys can end up anywhere, and guys can move up really quickly or move down those ranks really quickly. And so making sure that you're hitting on the right talent evaluations is kind of more so than ever the name of the game, because you're going to go and invest in some of these guys to get them there. They need to be the right guys that are going to be able to excel where you're at. And that's something that I think, again, Trinidad Chambliss is the shining example of many that Lane Kiffin and company had success with in Oxford and are now looking to translate over here to Baton Rouge, where they have more resources and feel like they can take it to that next level and go compete for championships.
Jared, what's the chances that they land a third? And we've seen him. He's on campus. You saw on Long Street, a former five-star quarterback from the California high school ranks. He's not a big guy at all. I mean, they list him at 6 foot. I think you're not stretching it a little bit. But, man, he threw for over 8,500 yards and 83 touchdowns in high school. He was actually recruited by Ole Miss, Lane Kiffin, Charlie Weiss Jr., to try to go to Ole Miss. He goes to USC. Now, his name is in the portal. Is there a possibility that LSU could not only land Landon Clark from Elon, and certainly Sam Levitt, but what about Husan Longstreet from USC?
They're trying. It'll be a tall task, I think, to land all of those guys. But there is a chance that, this quarterback room is not done yet this week, and that Longstreet is kind of the top of that list of who could be a next addition to it. And that, that's something that was going to be really interesting to me, this transfer portal window for LSU, because – particularly on the offensive side of the ball, there were a lot of empty rooms, essentially, or very little retention from last year's roster. And so as much as they kind of had that opportunity to go pursue the transfer portal and find guys, the idea of recruiting multiple – I mean, they've got 9 receivers coming in, and now they're trying to potentially land 3 quarterbacks. And so in a world where guys are looking for clear paths to the football field – I was interested to see how the pursuit of depth and numbers at certain positions went, and they've succeeded thus far in a lot of ways. And again, that 9 receiver class really is kind of the epitome
Real.
Of that. Yeah. Now they'll see if they can add a third quarterback and
again, they continue to push. They have some optimism that it's something they can get done. But that's, you know, that's a convincing, you know, process to get a guy to come over when it seems like Leavitt is the anticipated starter and still has 2 years of eligibility remaining.
What about the offensive line? Because you can see how the offensive line does make a difference. You look how Miami can run the ball. Indiana can run the ball. You look at the center. I thought it's a unique situation. You look at
Braylon Moore,
the starting center for Indiana. He was in a national championship last year.
Braylon's LSU guy.
For Notre Dame. Yeah. And then now he's the starting center for Indiana. Fans have asked me, Bobby, we had all, you know, it's nice, these flashes, all these skill players, but what are we going to do about our offensive line?
Yeah, they've added four now, and they're looking to add more. I think that's the key area here in the next couple of days, winding down the transfer portal window, is trying to continue to add to that offensive line. They have the guy you mentioned, Braylon Moore, who at center, his transfer from Virginia Tech a year ago, he ended up being, despite battling some injuries, one of the bright spots on a really tough year for the offensive line this fall. They have a guy back in Weston Davis who obviously he had his struggles this year, thrown into that offensive line at a starting tackle spot, but he's someone that they felt strongly enough about his potential there to be developed that they made sure to bring him back. They've got some other pieces like a Solomon Thomas or the Bordelon brothers who are in that room, and they've added William Satterwhite, the backup center from Tennessee, Darren Stray, a big right tackle who was a reserve this year as a true freshman for Kentucky and is a former really highly regarded prospect. He's someone I think LSU would anticipate playing a role right off the bat this year, and a couple of more interior guys, probably Jacoby Jones, a Manny native from up there in Northwest Louisiana, and Jaquan Sprinkle, who has some experience to him at the college level, but at North Carolina Central. And so they've added a few pieces already in place, but are rebuilding a lot of that room. And so I think they look to potentially add, you know, at least a couple, if not a few more here in the coming days.
Because I've seen it. I think there's at least three and maybe a fourth Ole Miss offensive lineman that has thrown himself into the portal. Mm-hmm. You have a connection there, certainly, especially on the offensive side. Do you think that will be something that they'll try to tap into because of your connections with the Ole Miss players to try to help the offensive line and go in that area?
Yeah, and I think those are guys that, you know, they were in the middle of a playoff run, and so they didn't enter their names into the portal until just the last couple of days. But two that pop off right away, a couple of younger, talented reserves from that team, Devin Harper and Ethan Fields, who were Louisiana guys. Devin Harper was a one-time LSU commitment until Lane Kiffin's offensive staff was able to sway him away and swing him out to Ole Miss. But he's someone that I had a lot of conversations with about how excited he was to play for the home state program. And so in addition to that background with Lane Kiffin and company on that staff, it's a place that in Baton Rouge that he wanted to play coming out of high school at one point. And similarly, Ethan Fields, a backup guard on that team, is a kid from Dutchtown High who signed with Ole Miss. LSU wasn't in the picture for him, but he's someone that grew up right there in the shadows of Baton Rouge. Watched guys like Lloyd Cushenberry come out of Dutchtown and go play at LSU, and really has a lot of respect for the place. And so now, kind of similarly to what we saw, I guess, at the end of the high school early signing stretch in December, where there was a kid, Braden Allen, who had called LSU, a wide receiver out of Lafayette Christian, had called LSU his dream school, but just from a coaching fit standpoint, had remained committed to Oklahoma because he thought that was the place for him to be. But as soon as Lane Kiffin and company came into Baton Rouge, it kind of swayed things and became the best of both worlds. And so I'm interested to see if that sort of a dynamic plays out for some of these Ole Miss guys, particularly the Louisiana natives.
What about the safety from, is it John Arrett, he committed to Washington State, and then the Washington State coach leaves, and so now it opens up his recruitment that he can sign in February, if I'm correct on that. And, you've got some talent there, and he's being recruited by a number of the bigger schools. His name just pops out of my head at the present time.
It's Jackson Williams from Archbishop Shaw, who was a one-time Tulane commitment starting in June and remained committed to Tulane all the way until the final days in December. But then the coaching change there with Coach Summerall heading to Florida kind of reopened that door a little bit. Washington State had been the one that came in strong for him and a few other New Orleans guys down the stretch. And so he was one of four guys that signed with Washington State in December. But because of NCAA rules now with a coaching change, they were granted their release from those signing papers when Washington State's coach and defensive coordinator and other staff members headed to Iowa State. And so it kind of reopened things for Jackson and some other guys. And he and I were talking yesterday about how crazy it is, how stressful it's been of a past month for him and his family trying to find the right fit at the college level and have two coaching changes kind of turn everything on its head. But now, because of all that, he's still available for an LSU to come in with a late offer on Sunday. And I know he's fired up and ecstatic for that opportunity. It feels like kind of a destined thing, I think, in a lot of ways for it to play out this way for him after some of those ups and downs. And he's someone that I think is a top 20 to 25 senior in Louisiana that got overlooked a little bit at times, but is a versatile defensive back who's only played football for a couple of years. Went over there, to the football team, had an awful lot of success and has a lot of his best football ahead of him. I know coaches at both of those previous stops have viewed him as a long-term NFL type guy. And so if that's somebody that you can steal here late in the high school class for LSU, I think that's a phenomenal ad.
Yeah, I know one thing. Hank Turney knows how to coach, and, man, he praised him a lot. So that says a lot if Hank says he can play.
Now, Jared, everyone in these parts, the last one before we let you run, I want their opinion because times change. Nothing stays the same. You look at the last time the SEC went this long with our national championship was 2002. And, when Florida State, Oklahoma, Miami, and Ohio State completed a four-year run of non-SEC champs. Now, you look, that's basically two decades plus. Since then, the SEC team has played for a national title at least once every two or three years. And in that span, the SEC won 14 of 22 championships. I think those days are over. You know how, you want to host a Super Bowl in New Orleans like once every four or five years, whatever. That I think, look at the Big Ten, and in the end, they have a chance to win three straight. So wouldn't you say that domination by the SEC because of name, image, and likeness transfer portal, those days are over? What is your take on that?
Yeah, I mean, I think clearly we've seen the Big Ten in particular come on strong here in recent years and that they're, a power contender as strong the last 3 to 5 years as anyone. But I think we're going to see the SEC come back. Certainly they haven't gone anywhere. And I think they've continued to show investments into the way that they approach the new era of college football. And I think, honestly, circling back to the beginning, I think LSU is going to be one of the teams that's in that mix to try and get the SEC back to the top of the mountain.
You know, Jared, I look at this. I say right now, I think I'm being objective, that the SEC is the best overall, I think, top to bottom. But as far as on the top, no, it's the Big Ten. Is that fair?
And Ohio State and Indiana ain't going nowhere.
Yeah, and then you throw in Oregon.
And Oregon is, because a lot of people, Oregon's out west. No, they're part of the Big Ten.
No, and then you look, Michigan recently won a championship. No, I'm just saying, I think top to bottom, LSU, SEC's worst is better than the Big Ten worst.
Jared, thanks so much for joining us this afternoon. Great stuff, and hope to have you back real soon.
Yeah, anytime, guys. Appreciate y'all.
Jared Rosa does a great job covering the LSU Tigers. We'll be back to finish it off here on Hour Number 2 right after this break. Finishing up here in Hour Number 2 of the second guest show, Mike Dettey along with the Cajun Cannon, Bobby Hebert. I want to thank Jared Rosa for visiting with us. Our LSU football report is brought to you daily by the Spirit of First American, a banking tradition since 1910. Keep up with all of Lane Kiffin's latest moves and breaking news about LSU football right here on the Big 870 WWL. More second guests right after this news break on the Big 870 WWL.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
When it comes to lighting, Graybar goes beyond parts and products. We help contractors turn plans into smart designs, manage kitting and deliverables, and navigate local codes so you can stay on time and on budget. Smart, scalable, job site ready. That's not just lighting. That's like kicking your project into Graybar mode. Yep, Graybar does that.